All 18 of Pennsylvania's congressional seats are on the ballot this year, and while there aren't many contested primaries, I'm following one here in the Philadelphia area that's become a bare-knuckled brawl. It's the battle for the seat Congresswoman Alison Schwartz is leaving to run for governor, where any one of four determined candidates could win. Let's start with Marjorie Margolies, who held the seat for one term 20 years ago. She was considered the frontrunner early on, in part because she has powerful friends.
This is a profoundly important election for people who think like most of us do.
Yep, that's Bill Clinton campaigning for Margolies in April. They're close because back in 1994, she lost her seat after casting a tough budget vote for him, but also because her son Mark is married to Chelsea Clinton. Many thought her name recognition and all that Clinton star power and fundraising would make this a walk for Margolies, but it hasn't been. She dodged early debates and managed her campaign fund poorly. And she has three formidable opponents. One is State Representative Brendan Boyle, who recently concluded a debate by referring to his father, Frank, a custodian who sweeps train platforms.
This race is not about Bill Clinton. It's about Frank Boyle. And it's about the millions of others like him that need a champion in Washington, D.C.
Boyle is the only Philadelphian in this race, in a district roughly split between city and suburbs, and his ads cast him as a row house populist.
My dad's a janitor for SEPTA. My wife's a public school teacher. We're not millionaires, like every one of my opponents. Right now, half the Congress are millionaires, but they pay lower taxes than firefighters and teachers.
It's an effective pitch, though not quite all of his opponents are millionaires. But Boyle has a vulnerability in this race.
I am 100% pro-choice. Brendan Boyle, according to Planned Parenthood, has mixed position on reproductive rights.
That's Margolies whacking Boyle on abortion rights, as other candidates have. He has a mixed voting record, but says his thinking has evolved, and he now fully supports a woman's right to choose. Physician Valerie Arkush is a first-time candidate who doesn't play like a first-timer. She's raised more money than anybody else and put out early mail pieces attacking Boyle on abortion rights and Margolies on her past willingness to consider Social Security cuts. Arkush is an anesthesiologist who was a national leader in the push for health care reform. In a TV ad, she wears her white coat and says she'll bring a new approach.
And most importantly, I bring a commitment to solving problems. And that's what I'll do in Congress.
And as the only candidate who's never held elective office, she makes this pitch in debates.
I would point out that Congress is full of career politicians, and I don't think they seem to be getting a whole lot done these days.
Here's how the fourth candidate in the race answered that point.
Well, I see what Val means about experience being bad. I mean, I know when I go into an operating room, I don't want a career anesthesiologist. I want someone who dabbles in it from time to time.
That's State Senator Dalen Leach. He's done stand-up comedy and is a gifted communicator, reeling off funny lines in debates and producing hilarious videos. But he's also regarded as a hardworking and very liberal member of the Pennsylvania Senate. An open congressional seat is a rare prize in politics, and three of the four candidates are putting substantial money of their own in the drive to Election Day. Leach took out a home equity loan to drop $250,000 into the race. Arkush has loaned her campaign $700,000. And even Boyle, the guy who complains about running against millionaires, found $100,000 to put into his campaign. Margolies' campaign finances have become an issue in a different way. Leach has filed a formal complaint charging Margolies violated federal election law by spending money on her primary campaign that is supposed to be reserved for general election expenses.
She broke the law, not once, not an accidental bookkeeping thing where she went 50 bucks under, but she woke up every day and made a conscious decision, I'm going to break the law today, over and over and over again.
Margolies insists her books are good. The Federal Election Commission will review the complaint, but not before the election. Political pros say any of the four could win this primary, and given the Democrats' dominance of the district, that's pretty much a ticket to Congress.